With the economy shaky and unemployment up, more people are turning to food pantries for help in getting enough to eat. In East Central Illinois, food pantries and the regional food bank that supplies them say more people are coming to them for help, some of them for the first time. As part of our ongoing series, We'll Connect the Economy, AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The food pantry is open every Wednesday afternoon at the Salt and Light Ministry, just off I-74 in Champaign's Dobbins Downs neighborhood. Volunteers are busy filling shopping baskets with food.
Three chickens. Ready to go.
15 to 20 pounds of non-perishables, plus frozen meat, some fresh produce, and bread, go out from Salt and Light each Wednesday to households meeting federal poverty guidelines. About 250 households a week, up nearly 25% from a year ago. The line for food is long, and one young man, Robert Wood of Urbana, says he's standing in it for the first time.
I've been kind of scrimping by on like plasma donations and my job for the past year to kind of make ends meet. Anyway, my 2 weeks ago, pretty much at rope's end, and I had asked my church for some assistance, and they not only did they help me out with some assistance, but they referred me over here.
A few miles north of Salt and Light, the Community Service Center in Rantoul runs its own food pantry.
I hope you can make it home with this, because I don't want you to have scrambled by the time you get home.
The Community Service Center's food pantry is also seeing more people than ever. Executive Director Andy Kochitsky says layoffs by local employers like the Meadowbrook Pork Plant and Collins and Aikman has brought more people to their door.
It seems like every week somebody comes in saying, I never thought I'd be coming in here asking for assistance, but here's my story. And that seems to occur over and over again. And it's something I've only seen on such a regular basis in the last 6 to 8 months.
More people coming to food pantries means more pressure on their main source of food, regional nonprofit food banks. For instance, the Eastern Illinois Food Bank supplies food pantries and other emergency food charities from its warehouse on the north side of Urbana. Food banks are coping with a sharp drop in one longtime food source. Big food companies like Kraft and Super Value that donate their surplus and slightly damaged but still usable product. The reason isn't the economy, but dramatic improvements in inventory and food handling practices. Food Bank Executive Director Jim Heyer says those companies no longer have as much surplus or salvage product to give away.
We don't blame them for doing that. They're doing what they need to do for business sake. So we have to be far more creative than we were 3 or 4 years ago.
Heyer says food banks have filled the gap by buying more groceries on their own at below market prices, thanks to an increase in cash donations. They're also getting more free food from the Federal Agricultural Commodities Program. Meanwhile, there's a particular bright spot for at least one food pantry. The director of the Salt and Light Ministry, Nathan Montgomery, was chosen by the TV reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition to have his tumble-down house in Philo completely rebuilt and redecorated. Salt and Light staff member Scott Althoff says the resulting media attention has led to a dramatic increase in food donations, enough that plans for possible cutbacks in food pantry service have been replaced with plans to provide more groceries to everybody who comes. Althoff hopes the increase in giving is not just a temporary spike.
We hope, because of the extra publicity we had, that people know what we do now. They know that we're helping folks that are struggling with resources, that they'll remember us, you know, 2 or 3 months from now. And then when the show airs, I think we should see an influx of visibility as well.
But Althoff says while they've found a donation windfall, they're also getting more calls at Salt and Light seeking food assistance. Andy Kochitsky of the Community Service Center says the demand for emergency food is bound to slow down once the economy improves. But he says the number of people coming to them for help with groceries has grown so much in the last 3 to 4 years that it could still be high once the economy picks up. In Kochitsky's words, the valleys are higher than what used to be the peaks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
If you're among those taking advantage of food banks, you're not alone. The recession is hitting many of us, and there is help. This summer, WILL held community conversations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties. We're turning what we learned into special reports and programs to connect you to helpful local resources. And you can find them on AM580 and online at willconnect.org/economy. That's willconnect.org/economy. We thank our community partners, including Family Service of Champaign County.